Hey guys, welcome back to Be Unemployable. So it's me, Maggie, and I am doing an episode the day it's supposed to be live.
Hello.
And the reason for that is because I have surgery tomorrow and I was expecting a little bit more grace, but here we are. I have a masterclass that I'm giving in 2 hours. It's on ChatGPT in case anybody still wants in. I'll drop the link. It'll be evergreen after that, but I'll drop the link in the show notes. But what I would like to talk about today is how to run an ethical business. And it's not just how I do it. It's actually how some of my clients do it and how I've seen people not do it. And I want to talk about it. I was doing my hair this morning because I have a really busy day because, like I said, tomorrow I have surgery. So I was like, oh, how much can I cram into the day before surgery? Which is genius. I don't know why everybody doesn't do that. And I was thinking about it and I was like, oh my God, I want to talk about this. Because I was supposed to have an interview last night that was supposed to go up. And then I was like, oh my gosh, are you busy? Like, let's reschedule. And then I was like, I'll just record a solo episode. It's fine. And then I didn't. So here we are. Anyway, the first thing I want to talk about is something that my husband pointed out to me, and it's why I get so bummed in my own business, and it's because I'm ethical and it sucks. Oh my gosh, I'm dying. No, not really. Oh, I'm like, oh, I have surgery, and then I'm like, I'm dying. No, I'm fine. But it's the fact that I do not foster dependency. And because of that, my clients are taught, I teach them to not need me and to move on. So what I do in my business is that if you come in as a coaching client, not as accountability, but as coaching, you are not on a contract. You are on a 30-day notice. So if you want to cancel with me, I do ask for 30 days. And we do have a contract in the sense that, you know, like, hey, this is how many calls or whatever, however we're communicating. And like, you know, there's accountability for both of us. And there's like, you know, that kind of stuff. But there's not like a minimum like amount of time you have to stay with me other than that 30 days. You have to give me 30-day notice. And the reason I do that is because what if you get your transformation in 60 days and you've agreed to a year? That's gross, right? So I don't do that kind of stuff. Plus, what if it sucks working together? What if we don't like each other? Or you don't like me, then why are we doing this? So that's part of that ethical, like, don't do it for the cash. But what bums me out is when they get their transformation and then they're like, hi, I don't need you. And it doesn't bum me out financially, which, I mean, it kind of bums you out financially because you're just like, boy, I like money. But it bums me out because I'm like, I really like talking to my people. I really like them. And then they're like, I'm good. And I'm like, but I miss you. Like, I miss you. Miss you. So they transition into like internet friends. And then they get memes from me. And like, they transition. So that's good. That's cool. Because then I'm building my network. But the ethical side is I've been the client And when I tell people, like, I'm good, I got that transformation that I hired you for, then they're like, okay, well, you're going to stagnate, you're going to die. And it's like, ooh, bro, like, don't talk to people like that. So the other side of that is I do accountability with people. And when someone cancels accountability, what do? Do you tell them, oh, are you sure you can hold yourself accountable? Do you tell them, your sabotage is flaring up? Like, what do you say ethically? So I have had those conversations with people, and I tell them, this is how I handle it. I tell them, I will be glad to cancel that for you, but I need you to tell me if this is a sabotage or if this is genuine. So we have 30 days to work through that, and I need you to show up for the next 30 days, and we will work through if this is real or not. But I will be glad to cancel that for you with those 30 days notice. So that's how I personally handle that, because accountability is touchy. You hired me to hold you accountable, and now you're telling me you're canceling. And if you're working with the wrong person for accountability, they'll be like, no, you can't cancel because now you're just running from yourself. So that's a hard one. And I personally will let them go, but I make sure to tell them, I need you to show up for me then for the next 30 days. And really show, I mean, what am I going to do? I can't like make you pay me, but I'm not going to brainwash you into telling you need me either. Like, I want you to stand on your own two feet. I want you to trust yourself, because at the end of the day, that's the whole goal, is you have the answers inside of you. I don't have the answers. You do. I am teaching you that you can trust yourself. You know best. So that's another way that I do it. One of the ways that I have taught, I don't do this in my business, but one of the ways that I've taught my clients to, because I've seen other entrepreneurs do it, I've been a client of entrepreneurs that do it, is I have them work with equitable pricing, which is a little bit different. And equitable pricing is where you take into account, I do equitable pricing in some things, by the way, but you take into account people's circumstances, meaning Simone Soul does this amazingly. You offer things at a different price, even though it's the same thing, based on circumstance, and you trust people to make the right call. So for example, Simone Soul, and this is a shout out to her, even though she does not listen. She can, you're welcome to. I love you so much and you should, but she offers her joyful marketing at three price points. It's the same program. You get the same access. She offers it at her main price point, which is $2,500. Then she offers it at $1,000 for people who are genuinely unable to do, like it would hurt them. They wouldn't be able to pay for food, right? If they paid the $2,500. And then she offers it at $4,000 for people who are able to pay to help out the people at $1,000. So equity, a lot of people think equity and equality are the same, and they're not. Equality is, you know, if there's a high fence, picture a high fence. Everybody gets one box. That's equality. They get one box to be able to see over the fence. Equity is the shortest guy gets three boxes. The middle guy, he gets two because that's all he needs to see over it. And the tall guy, he's going to give up his box to the guy who needs an extra box. That's equity. it's making sure people have what they need to get their needs met. So I do equitable pricing in that when I do payment plans. When I do payment plans, I no longer make a payment plan more expensive than a pay in full. And I do that because payment plans that cost more it's inequitable. The person who is struggling to make ends meet has now made it inequitable for them. I've made it harder by making them pay more. I've made it harder for them to gain access to the education that they need to pull themselves out of that position by making them pay more with a payment plan. I'm charging them more. It's like credit card companies do when they charge a higher interest rate to somebody who is struggling to establish credit or get themselves back on their feet. That's inequitable. So that's another way I run an ethical business, and that I urge clients to run an equitable business, an ethical business. And the reason that I am so passionate about this is that I have been on the receiving end of so many unethical things. So I apologize for the late upload today. If you're listening to this in the future, you have no idea what happened. But yeah, that's my thoughts on running an ethical business. I have a ton more. I can do another episode on this in the future, but I wanted to give you guys something to chew on. It's meaty, even though this is a short one. If you're listening to this in the future, I had surgery and it went great, and I am so healthy. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.